The United States doesn't just import from the Middle East. The U.S. also exports to the Middle East. And one of the main exports is wheat. That has wheat growers in America's Pacific Northwest following the popular uprisings with particular interest. The World's Jason Margolis tells us what's at stake for them.
Egyptians and Arabs like what's called soft white wheat. That's what's used to make pitas and flatbreads. Egyptians can get those breads cheaply, largely because of the abundance of foreign-grown wheat, explains Wellesley College political scientist Robert Parlberg.
The government in Egypt for years encouraged wheat imports as a part of a plan to keep the price of bread in Cairo artificially low. Bread was so cheap in Cairo that I used to go to Cairo, and at a cafe, they'd wipe up table spills with a loaf of bread.
This policy of food abundance kept many Egyptians well-fed and happy. The Egyptian policy also made wheat growers in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho happy. That's where soft white wheat is grown in the U.S. About 90% of wheat from the region gets exported. Historically, it's gone to Pacific Rim nations such as Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan. But wheat grower Dana Heron in Washington State says Egypt has become an increasingly important customer for American wheat growers.
As early as 2003, Egypt purchased a significant part of our crop, up to 40% of the soft white wheat crop. And this last year, due to international weather events, they are back in the market in a very big way.
Mother Nature has been kind to American wheat growers of late. Drought in Russia and floods in Australia have sent Middle Eastern nations flocking to American wheat. But Robert Parlberg says American exporters do have something to fear, political instability.
Well, if you're an exporter, you're worried about a sudden interruption in the mechanics of trade. If there's a dock strike somewhere, or if there are riots in Alexandria, or if there's a train strike, that's what can get in the way of your business if you're actually moving wheat around.
Tens of thousands of Egyptian workers have gone on strike during the past month. The Egyptian military has warned, though, that it will prevent any disruptions to commerce. So far, the flow of wheat into Egypt has been largely uninterrupted. But Tom Mix, the CEO of the Washington State Grain Commission, says he remains concerned about the long term.
Mainly because we remember in 1979 when the Iranians overthrew the Shah, that was our largest market, taking over 1 million metric tons annually. Since that time, virtually no U.S. wheat has gone into the country.
Mix says he feels encouraged by what he's seen so far in Egypt, but Yemen is another matter.
Yemen every year takes anywhere from 12 to 14% of our total soft white wheat exports out of the Pacific Northwest. They are definitely not a pro-American type of demonstration taking place. And if these people get into power, strong ties to Al-Qaeda, we're very concerned about our future exports to that country.
It's not clear how strong the ties are between the Yemeni protesters and Al-Qaeda. But Tom Mix and other American wheat growers still have plenty of reason to worry. All they can do for now is sit back and watch the developments unfold, along with everybody else. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.